experience such as no other company have ever had. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. In all ages, the Savior's chosen have been educated and disciplined in the school of trial. Brothers and sisters, the great school of trial for us today is in our Father's house. It's in Gideon's father's house. It's in our church family, where in the great school of trial, we must do the work of tearing down the altar of Baal. And if we pass from that school, we'll be allowed to go into the higher school as we take the battle to the enemy of God's people during the latter rain and the loud cry message. Continuing on with the great controversy. In all ages, the Savior's chosen have been educated and disciplined in the school of trial. They walked a narrow path on earth. They were purified in the furnace of affliction. For Jesus' sake, they endured opposition, hatred, and calumny. They followed him through conflict sore. They endured self-denial and experienced bitter disappointments. By their own painful experience, they learned the evil of sin, its power, its guilt, its woe, and they looked upon it with abhorrence. A sense of the infinite sacrifice made for its cure humbles them in their own sight and fills their hearts with gratitude and praise, which those who have never fallen cannot appreciate. They love much because they have been forgiven much. Having been partaker of Christ's sufferings, they are fitted to be partakers with him of his glory. Brothers and sisters, the ordained means that God has identified that we are to walk through in order to develop the patience that Gideon lacked was that we must crucify self, and we must do it in our Father's house if we are going to be prepared to take the battle to the world. If we walk through that plan that is set out for us, a plan of trials and more and more increasing severe trials as we walk down that path, the altar of self is removed, but we are purified to the extent that ultimately we're among those that receive the latter rain, take the message to the world. This is God's ordained means for purifying our character. Review and Herald, November 16, 1886, says this: Nothing short of unreserved consecration to God will place us in such a relation to Him that we will rightly perform every daily duty and cultivate a piety so thorough and practical as to make itself felt by all in the circle of our influence. We must guard ourselves against the love of self that will lead us